Well, USDA's weekly crop progress report continues to show a crop that is well ahead of average as far as crop condition or crop progress is concerned. Looking at corn, as of August 30th, 92% was in the dough stage versus 89% for the five-year average. It's only two states that are behind in their dough stage. As far as denting, 62% of the nation's corn is now dented versus 56% average. And when you look at mature, 13% of the nation's corn is mature, which is equal to the five-year average. Crop condition ratings, though, did see, well, they were unchanged for last week, coming in at 57% good to excellent. That was 1% above expectations. And it was interesting to see it again. It's the Western Corn Belt and the Northern Plains that continue to see conditions decline, as Iowa saw conditions drop 1%, while Illinois and Indiana was unchanged. Minnesota dropped 2%. We did see Nebraska improve by 3%. North Dakota dropped by 2% to 24% good to excellent. We did see Ohio unchanged, and South Dakota dropped 3% to 39% good to excellent. Soybeans, same scenarios playing out. 95% of the crop is now setting pods versus 93% average. And we've got 13% dropping leaves versus 9% average. Conditions for soybeans were a little bit worse, though. They dropped 2% to 58% good to excellent. We did see Illinois and Iowa unchanged, while Indiana improved by 2%. But over in the plains and the northern plains, Minnesota dropped by 8%. We did see Nebraska improve by 1%. North Dakota surprisingly improved by 3% to 30% good to excellent. We did see Ohio unchanged, and South Dakota dropped 1% to 45% good to excellent. For wheat, the only thing we're looking at is harvest progress for spring wheat. 77% of the nation's spring wheat is now in the bin versus 68% average. That was 2% below expectations. Overall, the report was neutral, maybe a little bit friendly, especially friendly towards the soybeans.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.